Hey guys, Kitty Minx here, and to all of you who are new to my Patreon, I just want to say hello, welcome to my Patreon. I hope you've been enjoying the backlog of content that I've had up since 2018, between the artwork, the audios, and the streams. I hope I have enough fun here to please you. And apologies for not getting quite as much up so far in 2019, at least the last couple months. Things have been pretty rough on my end. It's part of why I'm making this little audio blog special for you guys, to kind of give you a heads up as to what's going on. The past couple years have been pretty rough for me in terms of physical and mental health. If you weren't around last year, I kind of had a bit of a crisis with my mental health provider. Basically, my bill that I owed my psychiatrist went up a lot more than I could afford to pay, because at the time I didn't have any health insurance at all, and he was threatening to drop me because I couldn't afford to pay my bill. But fortunately, thanks to a combination of a little bit of help from a distant family member and the generosity of some very wonderful fans, I was able to get that squared away and get back on track with my mental health care provider. And I've been in fairly good shape with that ever since. And I just want to say a special thank you real quick to everyone on my Patreon. It is because of Patreon, in combination with what actual little I make at the Mustang Ranch, especially in comparison, that for 2019 I was able to get on a HMO health insurance plan. It's not the greatest in the world, and unfortunately it doesn't cover my psychiatrist, but it covers the other medical professionals I have to see with very minimal copays, and Lord forbid I have to go to the hospital, it will make it so something like that doesn't break the bank. And the reason why that's a good thing is it meant that Dee and I aren't in as much of a rush to get married this year, not in as much of a rush as we thought we would be, because originally we were going to have a courthouse wedding in like February, March, and just the thought of that really, really stressed him out. Not that he doesn't want to get married, he really does, but you know, he didn't want to rush it. He wanted to do it right. And we're still going to do our marriage plans where we get married legally first, and then we have a big wedding for friends and family the following year. We're still going to do that, but getting married via the courts probably going to be done this summer, because while my health insurance situation is in a good position, he found out that there is a deadline to some of his military benefits that could go to me, that would go away if we don't get married by a certain time, but that's over the summer, so we have a bit of time. But it means a lot to me that I'm able to get affordable health insurance where I can, if I need to, go to a doctor. Because last year, with the exception of my psychiatrist, which regardless of the expense, I needed to go to literally stay alive because of my bipolar disorder and that needing to be managed, I can, you know, before I just, I didn't go to doctors, and that's part of why last year, to those of you who are around, I kept getting sick all the time. I kept getting, like, ear infections, and sinus infections, and stomach infections, and throat infections, and just back-to-back things because I couldn't afford to go to a doctor to get it properly treated because I didn't really have health insurance. I had what was called a catastrophic health insurance plan, where basically I could go to the hospital and it not eat my family out of house and home, but that was it. And I'm not going to go to a hospital just because I have a cough or I can't breathe because my nose is stuffed up or I'm throwing up and there's no blood in it or anything. I didn't see the point in that. Basically, if I wasn't bleeding, I didn't see the point in going to a doctor. But I am in, aside from my allergies, I am in much better health this year because, thanks to you all, I can afford to go to a doctor and I can, you know, afford to, you know, take care of my family better and do things I wasn't able to do because, contrary to popular belief, being a sex worker, unless you are there literally all the time and willing to take the gambles, isn't very lucrative. And because I live out of state and I have a family to take care of and be around for, I can't afford to be at the Mustang Ranch full time. I can't afford to sit there and deal with the slow times on the gamble that there are good times where I make a ton of money like other sex workers can and do. I can't afford to do that. So lately, when I have been going, it's been pretty slow, and I've gotten lucky. I've gotten some good appointments, and I have a nice regular, but the slow times really do kill me. Not physically, obviously, and I'm sorry to use that word, but I can't think of a better word for it. It beats me down, and it hurts me financially, because working that job isn't free. Not only do I have to pay for airfare, not only do I have to pay for my supplies, but I have to pay for all the medical testing that's required every week there. I have to pay room and board. I have to foot a whole bunch of my own expenses out there because they don't cover anything. And to those of you who don't know, those establishments take 50% of whatever you make. So let's say I have a client who wants to spend $1,000 for my time. I only get $500 from that, maybe even less if they dock money for me because I owe things. So it does add up, but it adds up over a long, long, long period of time, especially when it's slow. So it's not, for me, it's not lucrative. And to those of you wondering why I do that job, it's because I am disabled. I am handicapped. I have my limitations because I have a small child with special needs, and for all intents and purposes, I'm a single parent, and then I have my own limitations, my bipolar disorder, and my ADHD, and my endometriosis. Those are all things that culminate together that make it very difficult for me to go out and work a 9-to-5 job. And so, and then also the fact is, I already did an audio blog about this last year, but my, child's biological father, is in jail and was abusive towards me, and leaving him put me in severe debt that I am still paying off to this day, which is why I am so grateful that doing YouTube and stuff, even though, again, I am not monetizing YouTube and likely never will be, I am grateful I took off in the sense that I have a Patreon making money, because it means I'm able to better pay my bills, better take care of my family, and I'm better able to survive, as well as be able to afford some of the things I'm passionate about, because one of the things that helps with depression and depressive episodes is to have things that bring you joy and spark joy and make you happy. And I lost sight of that for a long time because in this day and age, especially in America, things that spark joy tend to involve some degree of money. And not having money and seeing all of my friends and family going off and spending money and having fun just kind of made it worse. So this isn't meant to be a woe is me or anything. Like I said, I'm so grateful to you guys and girls and everything in between. I want to be as inclusive as possible. Because with your help, I'm able to support my family, support myself, and do things that spark joy. I know you all really love and appreciate the art by Anna Maria Bryant, as do I. She is a fantastic, wonderful, talented artist. But I'm actually looking to get back into art myself, albeit my art's a completely different style from hers. Mine's, when it's stylized, it's really stylized. Or I do, like, realistic portraiture sketching, so my art's completely different from hers. But I'm looking to get back into that and some other hobbies of mine that just will help me get through the rough patches in my life. So I just wanted to say thank you, and I want to apologize for doing so well with getting videos out for a while and then kind of falling off from it because my physical and mental health kind of took a turn. And I'm not suicidal. I'm not bedridden depressed, but I find it really hard for me to lock on ideas and focus on them. I'm sure you've seen my past several posts where I've been posting like a dozen different video ideas for you guys and gals and everybody to comment on, because my brain's been all over the place and it's been hard for me to lock down on ideas and execute them. And then when I do, I wind up making like half an hour long videos as just rambling and random trigger sounds. And I really would like your input and feedback on that, because I don't know what you all think about that. But I have a feeling unless things take a turn back in the upswing, my audios and videos are going to go back to being in the 20 minute range, just because my energy is getting more and more and more limited. And I do apologize for that, but I am one person. No one writes my scripts for me, no one edits for me, no one does anything for me. I do everything myself. The only person who, quote-unquote, does things for me is Anna Maria Bryant, who I pay to do artwork for you all. That is it. And I am actually looking to commission some other artists to help supplement Anna, so she's not as bogged down and she has more time to take on other projects and do her own personal passion pieces like Adler's Watch and Naughty Scotty and stuff that she kind of put on hold to work on commissions and work on stuff for me. So yeah, that's kind of where I've been and where I am right now, and I probably won't be going back to Mustang until sometime in July, because there's an awards ceremony there for all of the brothels in Nevada, and I want to go to support my friend Victoria, who is up for an award, and I really, really, really sincerely want her to win. So everybody root for Victoria, because she is super awesome. I even did some artwork of her. And that's about it. Sorry for the ramble. Sorry if this was boring, but I just felt like getting this out here to you guys. You guys have a good idea of what's going on with me and where I've been mentally and physically and what's going on. So thank you all so much for listening. And if you had listened to this, please like this post and leave a comment with your feedback, okay? Remember to stay awesome, and I love you guys, and thank you all so much for your support. Love you.